This is Andrew Schultz. I'm the sales manager for CHS Ag Services. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan along with Jamie Dickerman. Government shutdown will happen at midnight tonight without action from Congress. House Republicans are planning to meet this afternoon for a closed-door session to work on another option: short-term government funding bill, disaster bill, economic assistance, and one-year farm bill extension, all part of that discussion.
Lawmakers are working on avoiding that government shutdown before the deadline after a bill backed by Trump failed in the House. Washington policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer says there's a new plan to replace the all-in-one solution.
Our report signaled the House will vote on three bills. One, a continuing resolution until March. Two, a disaster relief package that includes economic aid for farmers. And three, an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. If the funding measure fails, USDA has a contingency plan in place for essential workers and services. Now, the Republican leadership may wait until Saturday to vote on the plan, and House Republicans are holding a closed party meeting at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time today to discuss their latest strategy.
Wiesmeyer says they may eventually put all these plans together for a final vote.
It's going to be hard to vote against disaster aid, including that farmer aid package. So, but none of these include anything about the debt limit. So I think the vote should be there. We'll see.
There hasn't been reaction from the Trump camp yet.
To me, it looks like President Trump and Elon Musk is learning how the House doesn't work. So now they're going to have to deal with that later on.
Republicans and Democrats worked on the end-of-the-year spending bill for months, only for it to blow up at the last minute. Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wardish.
We're really now really in uncharted times that I don't think we've ever been quite this dysfunctional as we are right now. You know, right now, I guess that's all you can see. The Congress is very dysfunctional.
Current farm bill extension expires at midnight tonight. The threat of permanent law and reverting to parity pricing has always been the hammer for Congress to take action.
Yeah, it is the hammer, but I don't think that's even being raised. And, you know, technically, we've never been here before. So I don't think on day one that's automatically going to go into effect. But, you know, the longer it's dragged on, you know, that's a possibility. But I don't even think to be honest, I don't think they know what they're doing. And in some cases, that threat is there, but we've never gotten there. So I don't think there's any clear path on how that actually happens too.
The stock market is showing strength even with a potential federal government shutdown on the horizon. By mid-morning, the Dow Industrial Average had gained over 615 points, 1.4%. S&P 500 and NASDAQ also rising by about 1.5%. This market boost following a rough period for the Dow, which recently ended its longest losing streak since 1974, and analysts say lower-than-expected inflation data released today might be driving this positive momentum.
Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson says the market continues to chase the headlines.
Market seems to want to be drifting. You know, I think a lot of what we're seeing is more political driven than anything because of some disappointments with, you know, what's happening with the continuing resolution with, you know, aid put in, aid being pulled out, ethanol year-round being put in, being taken out, and then not including the blender's tax credit. So I think all that has just kind of caused this market to be a little bit, back and forth trading with knee-jerk reactions to what they think is missing or not or should be there.
South American weather will become a focus for the markets as we move toward the new year.
Weather continues to be good in Brazil. You know, Argentina's got some questionable weather, but you know, I think long term there's some concerns that this weather, the rain, is going to continue in that center south region of Brazil, cause problems during harvest. That's what the long term forecast is calling for, and long term is calling for dry conditions for Argentina. So there is a little bit of, you know, sunshine or ray, you know, of hope there underneath this market. But, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the U.S. come next month once we get the new president sworn in.
Later this afternoon, we're scheduled to get the cattle on feed reports. Corey Bratlin, head specialist with AgMarket.net, is looking for some of the placement numbers to be lower.
I think the cattle numbers are just a little short out there. I think they're looking for, on average, I think it's around 4% less numbers of the cattle being placed. So, you know, there is a chance that we could see that number come in a little smaller than that. So we might see, instead of 4% less, we could see, you know, 5 or 6% less potentially. So we're just short cattle out there overall, and we'll see if this cattle on feed report shows us, you know, what we're seeing out here in the cash market.
Livestock numbers have been trending higher this week ahead of the report. Ratlin says you can attribute that to some profit taking.
Yeah, the last, you know, 3-4 days we've had a sell-off here, and I think a lot of it that you can attribute to the funds carrying large or near record long positions in both the live cattle and the feeder cattle. We're seeing those, the funds took some profits going into year end here to kind of shore up their positions and their profitability for the year, so a nice gain. Also, you know, we had some headline news. We're starting to hear more about the bird flu is kind of running across California and much of the U.S., and that's starting to get a little bit more attention here. I think, you know, it's probably a little worse out there than what we're being led on to initially.
Independent commodity research analyst Sterling Smith says the livestock markets are seeing some weather trade.
Cattle firming up a little bit, getting a little bit of buying pressure, and hogs are a little bit higher. We're seeing a pretty good burst of cold weather across Nebraska and Iowa today. We are seeing single-digit lows, and that may be forcing to push the hogs a little bit higher, and the cattle rallying just in sympathy with a little better stock market performance. You're going to see single-digit lows, or we have seen them. It's going to be back up to 50 or close to 50 by Sunday. So a lot of weather volatility down here, and that may be affecting hog movements a little bit, giving the futures a small bid here.
USDA has announced $300 million in assistance to help farmers and ranchers facing financial challenges. This is the final round of payments under the Inflation Reduction Act. Nearly 13,000 Farm Loan Program borrowers will receive the relief. Since August of 22, the Ag Department has provided $2.5 billion in assistance. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Farm business management takes on greater importance during these uncertain economic times. Here's AgCentric Executive Director Keith Olander.
Yeah, right now farm business management is critical, and it's this idea of acute financial management. If you've got your numbers benchmarked over history, you kind of say, okay, well, we're headed back into a similar scenario, for example, of what we saw 12 to 14, right? We saw this fall off in terms of profitability, and you manage through it, right? Because I talk a lot about how we manage by decade in farming. We don't manage year to year. I mean, you want to keep everything in line year to year, but there are up years and there's down years, and we expect that. And so farm business management and knowing your break evens is absolutely critical.
The market resources available through farm business management fills another important need for farmers and ranchers.
Southeastern Wisconsin has reported its first case of bird flu in poultry, with infected chickens and ducks found in Kenosha County near the Illinois border. The state has also announced its first presumed human case, a farm worker in Barron County who had mild flu-like symptoms after exposure to infected birds. She's recovered following treatment, her test results awaiting CDC confirmation. While there's no evidence of human-to-human transmission in Wisconsin, testing is recommended for anyone exposed to infected birds. The virus remains active in wild birds, but has not been detected in the state's dairy herds.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has served 12 years in that role, longer than any other person. Vilsack led USDA during the Obama and Biden administrations.
That, to me, is the story here, that if you have this opportunity to serve, and I have had the privilege of the opportunity to have it twice, and being the first person to have it in this way, we wanted to make sure we took advantage of it. And every missionary, there is that connector, if you will, between the two administrations in this department. And I'm just extraordinarily proud of the work that we did, a consistency of commitment to very critically important responsibilities and missions of USDA.
When asked about his legacy, Vilsack cited the investment now being made in small and medium-sized farms.
The Minnesota Crop Improvement Association will hold its annual meeting January 29th in St. Cloud. Executive Director Fawad Shaw says the program will include a comprehensive look at the issues surrounding cover crops and identity-preserved crops. The focus on cover crops has created an opportunity for the Minnesota Crop Improvement Association.
We have certainly seen some increase in samples that have come to our lab to be tested, because in the U.S., seed has to be properly labeled to be legally sold, and proper label information comes from seed being tested in a recognized lab. So MCIA is certainly getting some of that. But I'm really happy for farmers, because these through cover crops and through Forever Green Initiative and U.S. Identity Preserve Program, there are many more opportunities for them to take advantage of.
With the low commodity prices, Shaw sees more interest in IP crop production.
I think that would be an excellent opportunity, because it's always good to have options. So, and when there are options related to that can bring a little bit higher dollar amount back, this is always more to consider. So I think it will be, the timing is really, really well.
Seeing a resurgence in the grain and oil seed sector, and corn, wheat, soybeans all showing some positive momentum here. Matt Bennett, co-founder of AgMarket.net, says the bounce from yesterday seems to be continuing today.
Yesterday had a little bit of a bounce. Today looks like a little more of a bounce. Yeah, I think most of us are under the assumption this market's going to be pretty quiet, of course, next week. You got Christmas right in the middle of the week. Probably a lot of folks won't even be working. So I think there's some position squaring going on. There's really not a whole lot of bullish news, but, you know, exports were pretty good there on Thursday. And quite frankly, both corn exports and corn grind for ethanol this week were better than last week. So I think it's kind of lent a little bit of credence to not get too carried away to the downside, at least right now.
USDA will be releasing the latest cattle on feed report coming out this afternoon. The number of cattle on feed placements and marketings are all expected to be down from a year ago. Now, the Ag Department has another big report, and that's coming out Monday. That'll be the quarterly hogs and pigs report. Go to the Red River Farm Network's website, rrfn.com, to sign up for the weekly FarmNet newsletter. You can also download this broadcast and follow us on Facebook. It's all at rrfn.com. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Let's catch up with Ag Week reporter Ariana Schumacher. Ariana, what do you have for us on the cover of Ag Week this week?
Yeah, so on the cover of Ag Week this week, I went to Wild Idea Buffalo Company in Hermosa, South Dakota. That company's mission is preserving and restoring their prairie land while also marketing 100% grass-fed and field-harvested bison meat. The really unique element to Wild Idea is they use humane field harvest. With that, none of their bison ever experience a stock truck, a feedlot, or a slaughter plant. And that's very different than most buffalo here in the United States. The humane field harvest is Wild Idea's way of showing respect to the animal. The animal is born on the prairie, so they view it as the animal should remain on the prairie for the entirety of their lives. And by not putting that added stress on the buffalo, they see a higher quality meat and flavor because the animal has lower cortisol levels at the time of harvest. They go around the state of South Dakota here and do different bison harvests for other like-minded producers here in the state. And then their meat is sold direct to consumer and in grocery stores and restaurants across the country. Another unique element to Wild Idea is they use their bison hides, and those go towards making boots for Patagonia and for Tecovas.
Well, sounds interesting. Looking forward to reading about it in next week's Ag Week. Checking markets before it's higher. March corn, 5 3/4 higher at 446.5. July corn's up 5.5 at 454.75. January soybeans, 14 cents higher, 977. The May soybeans up 15 3/4 at 990 3/4. February live cattle, $1.72 higher, 188.27. April's up $1.40. The January feeder cattle, $1.10 higher at $255.57. March is up $1.25. February lean hogs, $2.32 higher at $85.95. April, $1.95 higher. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently trading 671 points higher. It's at 43,013 at the moment. Dollar index is down 77 basis points. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.